Hello and welcome to this week's The New P&L, Principles and Leadership in Business podcast. It's a very special episode for me. It's our 250th episode, a real milestone for us as a podcast. In many ways, I can't quite believe we've got 250. And regular listeners will know that the frequency has dropped a little from time to time over recent months for various reasons. But here we are, 250 episodes. It's unreal and a little surreal. And I'm very proud and pleased and celebrating the fact that we're here. In this episode, the last episode of season five, incidentally, I'm just going to have a bit of a celebratory discussion, whatever that is, but flag a few highlights, a few lessons, and a few learnings from the last 250 episodes and 4 years and 6 months of the podcast. And just to set a few stats out to contextualize the conversation today. We launched on the 17th of October 2019 with our first guest, global leadership expert, Tim Carroll. We've delivered a total of 250 episodes in 181 weeks. We used to run two a week for quite a while, and I've got no idea in hindsight how I had the time for all of that. We've had nearly 190 guests on the show from right across the globe, some of the world's most impressive and inspiring executives, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And we've delivered 84 The New P&L to the Points, my 10-minute summary episodes that analyze one or two of the key points from the conversations I have with guests. We've hosted half a dozen roundtables, a couple of mini-series, and we're now listened to in over 100 countries and counting by thousands of leaders, senior execs, entrepreneurs, employees, and business leaders, again, right around the globe. And we're ranked in the top 5% of podcasts globally, according to Listen Notes. There have been times when I've been so excited to reach this milestone and times when I've doubted I would make it at all. The commitment has been enormous, but the rewards beyond unbelievable. And at this point, if I'm honest, and a few of the recent episodes probably suggested, I oscillate frequently between feeling blessed and frankly feeling bloody knackered. It's been terribly hard work at times to carve out this niche and this brand and this business from nothing. But this year, 2024, the sun has really started to shine on the new P&L. But before I go into that, let me tell you the story of the new P&L for those who don't know. A few years back, I had a marketing and branding agency. I've always been an entrepreneur. I've had a few senior roles in other businesses, but I've also run my own businesses for many, many years. And about a decade ago, that marketing and branding agency was subjected to a series of very unethical actions from a client that took the agency to its knees and took me to my knees personally. And in the middle of all of that, I had a thought one night when I was sitting on the couch in the office that there's got to be a better way of doing business than what we had been subjected to, a new P&L, one based on principles and leadership, not just profit and loss. But I didn't know what the vehicle looked like for that idea, for that concept at the time, for the new P&L. I knew it was a strong idea. I knew it was a good creative concept, but I couldn't figure out how to deliver it. So like many, many other ideas, it went into my little book of ideas, creative ideas, and stayed there. And I keep revisiting it year after year after year for about 7 years. And then in 2019, the idea of the new P&L and a podcast came together in my head after a conversation with a friend of mine. So we launched on the other side of COVID, if you like, just before COVID hit. And then COVID did hit. And businesses and brands started reevaluating the purpose and the principles and the values that underpin it. And we saw some brands that stuck to their principles and some brands for whom we noticed that those principles that they espoused were just a thin veneer. And the net result of all of that was people really started to take an interest in the new P&L podcast, what we were talking about, the people we were speaking to, the role of principles and purpose and value in business. And the podcast grew exponentially over the next couple of years. And I have in the last 4 years created a new career from the ashes of that other agency that I had when I was brought to my knees. I've found something else, and in it, I've found the role I think I was born to do. I launched the new P&L Institute in 2022, a culture and leadership consultancy off the back of the success of the new P&L, and I will soon be releasing later on this year my long, 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 long overdue book, on the new P&L around September this year. And over the last two and a half years, I've also built a successful keynote speaking career out of the new P&L, speaking to brands and conferences and exhibitions on how important a new P&L is for business, how we need more principled leadership and more purpose-led business as we move into the next industrial revolutions, the fourth and the fifth industrial revolutions, as new generations come into the workforce, Y and Z and Alpha, who are looking for something different from brands and businesses, for those they work for and those they engage with. And just as a little advertising alert, although I'm doing a lot of keynote speaking, I'm always open for more. So please get in contact if you'd like me to speak in the UK and Europe or further afield. That's the end of the ad now. So what have I learned over the last 4 years? Far too much about myself and about so many other things to fit into a 10 or 15 minute podcast episode. It's been an extraordinary journey that has tested my limits, both positively and negatively, but also has given me something that I can't explain, the intersection of knowledge, curiosity, creativity, and information curation that I've always wanted. When I was 7 years old, I won a raffle in my hometown of Parapararuma in Aotearoa, New Zealand, where I grew up. And I won second prize in that raffle, and it was an encyclopedia. And we had very, very few books in the house in those days. And I devoured that encyclopedia. Mum said when all my brothers and sisters were out playing outside, I would just lie on the grass and just read that encyclopedia front to back, back to front. And now all of those years later, I can draw a direct red thread back to that encyclopedia and the curiosity, the creativity, the thirst for knowledge that drove me. I feel like I'm doing what I'm finally being called to do. So, what have I learned? Firstly, a general thought, no one builds a business alone. Commercially, as I say, there have been some very tough times, and without the incredible support of the people around me encouraging me not to give up, we would have never reached this point and starting to have the success, the really definitive success that we are. This is much more than a side hustle or a bit of a podcast or a bit of fun because it interests me. It's my job, it's my total passion, and as I alluded to earlier, it is the intersection of everything I want and see in my life. That creativity, that knowledge acquisition, that curiosity, that desire to understand more. So to have people around me who understand that and believe in me because of it is priceless. I've also been truly amazed and humbled by the people I've had the opportunity to speak to, all of my amazing guests, 190 guests. Before I launched this podcast, I would have never thought I'd have the opportunity to speak to some of the global business's most fascinating thought leaders. So lesson two is, it is truly amazing who says yes if you just bother to ask. And if you give them a real reason to say yes, if you do your homework and refine and refine and refine the message around what you're trying to deliver, in my case, the new P&L. And that commitment to always doing the research, to always wanting to understand the guest, to always looking into their background and what they're talking about and what they are passionate about, has totally paid dividends for me and the new P&L. My first guest, as I alluded to earlier, was Timothy Carroll, and he was an old school friend. And I'd lost touch with him for about 30 years. Then he popped up on LinkedIn and we connected. And he was a leadership consultant and he was the only one I knew in this space. And this was a new P&L. This was a Principles and Leadership podcast. So I asked him to be a guest and he said yes. And if you'd seen the tech behind the setup for the first few episodes, you would have never thought we would have got this far. It was, in hindsight, embarrassing, bordering on incompetent, but somehow we made it past that and we figured it out. And here we are, 250 episodes later. I've thought a lot about calling out specific guests and what they've taught me and what I've learned from them. But I've thoroughly loved every single guest I've had on this podcast. The wisdom they've imparted to me, the conversations we've had, the fun and the enjoyment and the engagement and the relationship we've developed as a result. So to call out a single conversation just wouldn't seem fair. Because the wisdom has been unique and united right across all of my guests. I do, however, want to mention one episode that made me feel like the new P&L had really made it, just because of the backstory to it. When I was a kid in Aotearoa, New Zealand, I first got into surfing in my early teens, and it It drove me wild. I loved it. I loved everything about it. And in fact, I still surf now. It has been a lifelong passion. And I had four posters of my favorite surfers on my wall at the time when I was a young kid. This was the early 80s. There were two Hawaiians, Jerry Lopez and Buttons, Kalohi Kalani, one American, Tom Curran, and a South African, the 1977 world champion, Sean Thompson. And last year, I reached out to Sean and I got an interview with him in episode 230 on the work he does helping to build purpose-led organizations. And if that barefoot Kiwi kid 40 years ago, if I had told him that 40 years later, I'd have a business podcast, a global business podcast, and I'd be interviewing the guy that I used to look at surfing in my magazines day after day and on my wall, I would have never believed it. Was boyhood dream stuff. And for me, it really symbolized the effort that I'd made with the new P&L, the success I was having, and the incredible people we were speaking to. A very special thank you has to go to Phil, my producer, who has sat alongside me for the entirety, over all 250 episodes. He's produced the audio, he's designed the marketing assets, he's edited the videos, and so on. And he's given me an incredible amount of support. And his commitment to the new P&L movement and to delivering the best possible product remains undiminished. And I'm incredibly grateful to him for his support. I'm trying to create a global movement for a new P&L, one based on principled leadership and purpose-led business. And whether in that process I change, help to change, facilitate change, have a conversation that leads to change in one organization, 10 organizations, 100, 1,000, 10,000, doesn't matter to me. It's the impact that I just want to make on anyone who listens to what we have to say here and who believes that there is a better way for doing business, that there is a new P&L that can impact positively on the old P&L and lead to greater value and greater profitability, greater loyalty, greater customer belief, and a better brand and a better business for a better world. I'm going to leave you with two of the best pieces of advice I've been given over the last few years. As I say, there are far too many extraordinary things that I've heard on this podcast from guests. So I'll leave you instead with these beautiful words that have kept resonating in my mind over the last few years. The first piece of advice was from my young daughter, who simply said a couple of years back when things were very tough, "But you're my dad. You never give up, so don't do it now." And the second was from my teenage son, who, when I first launched the new P&L and I was passionate about everything that I was trying to explain, and I was telling him about the new P&L in detail, what it meant and the concept behind it and the message and the narrative. And I went on a bit of a 10-minute rant explaining it to him. And he listened intently and then politely interrupted my pontificating. And he just said to me, "So, Dad, what you're basically saying is be kind and don't be a dick." So there we have it. Perhaps the best advice I can leave you with from all of the 250 episodes I've done of the new P&L is never give up, be kind, and don't be a dick. I want to thank everyone who has made these 250 episodes with me. A massive thank you to all my guests, to all of our listeners, our believers, our helpers, our friends, the quiet and the calm, the loud and the loquacious, the wild and the wonderful. You have been the most amazing motivators and supporters of the new P&L, and I hope you stay with us for the next 250, and I hope you help us to build that global movement for a new P&L in business. So finally, I'm Paul, host of the 250th episode of the new P&L. Thank you once again for listening, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.